This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Here we go, show 72, LGBT Intel Scanner Special. Let's get back together. What does everybody have to say about that? Everybody excited?
I like getting back together.
It's like good to be back.
It is good to be back.
That was a long fucking week.
It was a long little hiatus there. Glad to be back. Been kind of a hectic week.
In a great spot now, though.
Yeah, we are in like the creepiest spot. One of the creepiest spots here in Billings. It's awesome. It really fits the show.
Moldy fucking holes in the ceiling.
Yeah, moldy
and
walls.
Shit.
I mean, like rape chambers. Like four of them just within eye distance.
I think somebody got raped here last night.
Somebody being raped right in the back right now.
Just like super humble place to be hanging out right now.
Exposed pipes.
There's like blood on the walls coming down.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it could be blood. It could just be like a queef from one of my nasty fucking fat bitches.
I know. Should we talk about that?
Do we need to talk about your
addiction to fat women?
I'm doing a service.
Well, you are. In one sense, you really are.
I'm saving all you fucking poor saps from having to do it yourselves. All right? Y'all should be paying me money for this.
I'm sure there are some other guys that would probably help you offload that duty.
Yeah, I know. I know, they're everywhere.
So we were trying to calculate the number the other day, right? And we calculated that you slept with one out of five chicks in Billings.
Yeah, one out of five.
That's pretty good odds.
I really want to try to get that up to like two out of five, though.
That's strong. Because then you're closing in on 50%.
Yeah, like three out of five, isn't that like a 66% kind of percentile? 60.
60%. Yeah, 60%, dude.
I think that's a good number just to be solid, you know, just to like maintain a title right there.
Is everybody really happy about the Pope?
Dude, this whole media blanket about the Pope and nothing else is being reported on. It's amazing.
Well, I don't watch TV or haven't been listening to anything. I saw a blurb on Drudge. So the Pope's here and
all I watch is network TV, so I don't have any cable influence. It's just a pure mainstream, pure mainstream media.
Just straight propaganda. You know,
right off the tap. Huh?
right out of the federal toilet.
Yeah, right off the tip of the dick, you know?
I think it coincides with what the topic of tonight's conversation
Big
really
time.
Is with the LGBT situation, is that the Pope's visit is definitely that they've run out of gay propaganda to talk about on the on the news, and now they just have this next equally polarizing, equally controversial subject, which is, you know, who really represents God, like God Almighty. You know what I mean? And that is
me.
That, well, I mean, it's a controversial subject one way or the other.
Not really.
But there's a few people that really think this guy does, the Pope.
It's kind of fucked up on our government's providing Secret Service deep detail to him. He's being escorted around this country like our president would.
You can spend my tax dollars on that. If the Pope gets shot in America,
yeah, it's
fucked
up. That's
the end of the world, all right? That would be the end of our reputation forever.
Holy shit. So protect that
son of a bitch while he's here, please.
No. Well, it's like when like Stalin comes, or not Stalin, but like when other leaders of different faiths or even of different countries come here, do we provide that same kind of security? New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. are all drone-free zones right now. I mean, if you get caught with a drone, I mean, you're facing, you know, like federal assassination charges, you know, attempted assassination charges.
Well, don't fly a drone by the White House.
Who's bigger than the Pope?
Really? God. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, who really represents, like, God Almighty on Earth is...
That's a tough one. Who is bigger than the Pope?
He is a good Pope, though. I like the Pope. I'm not even a Catholic.
I think he should have to fight the other Pope to the death. Until he's like the only pope he needs to.
There can be no ex-pope.
Fist fight the other pope to the death.
There's a big shakeup in the Catholic Church, right? I mean, there has to be, because the last pope before this guy was the first pope to ever stand down and not finish out his life as pope.
Yeah.
And then this next pope that comes in is the first Jesuit to ever be the pope in the history of the fucking Catholic Church.
Super scandal.
So there's something really going on. There's a shakeup in the church big time.
Well, then he came in and he started.
And he was a Nazi. And he was in the Wehrmacht.
Pope, though.
Not this pope. This pope is just...
This is a good pope. I mean, I'm not...
What are you talking about?
I like this pope, though, man.
I like him, too. That's what
he's,
I'm trying to say.
He's out there saying, all right, hey, as fucking Catholics, we can forgive you on divorce.
What happened in the last fucking however long? Are you guys like totally like brainwashed now?
No.
This isn't the same people that were on the show.
This is entirely the position.
I'm like totally maintained. Like a pope and become Catholic, bro.
Oh, no. I don't believe in God, so that's not going to occur. But
I entirely believe in God, and I think that the Pope Francis is a guy who also...
Franny?
I think Frank. Yeah, I think his friends probably call him. He probably has a good working relationship with God.
I think he lives the way Jesus kind of was trying to like teach, you know. And so I mean, he's a whole different kind of a pope. I mean, he's just like, you know, fuck all this. I'm not trying to be. He didn't live in the private pope quarters. He went down and lived in the fucking closet.
For a day or something.
No, he still lives
in the closet.
I check up on that motherfucker just to make sure he wasn't a scam.
Dude. Oh, so vanity is his sin. Ah, just like all of us.
Well, no. When he's walking in the streets in Rome and shit, he'll stop and he'll wash the feet of the poor. You know, I mean, and no pope has ever done that kind of shit before.
His first Good Friday mass, he washed the feet of a Muslim woman.
Well, I've got a treat for everybody. The Pope is showing up tonight on the Intel Scattered Radio Show to wash our feet live on the air. Yes, let's get a round of applause for Pope Franny.
Oh, yeah.
Yay, Pope Franny. Woo! Way to come to the U.S. Thanks, and wash our feet.
That's the whole reason why he was here. That's what I saw on the bulletin board.
I thought it was to push. He's trying to push the climate thing, that we're all idiots for polluters.
Yeah.
And he's trying to tell. He wants to push the gay thing. The gay everybody needs to be transgender thing. We'll get into that. And obviously trying to push Catholicism. But this is the first time a pope has ever been to the United States, right?
No, not the first time. It's the first time he's been to the U.S.
Oh, it's the first time he's been here. That's
no, yeah. But it's been a while since a pope's really made like a really big visit, you know?
Well,
what's funny, though, is he's coming here at the same time that the U.N. fucking council's having their big fucking meeting with all the world leaders coming in. That's what's kind of fucking with my head is like, why is a pope in town at the same time all the world leaders are in town, you know?
He should have a say. Especially if somebody wants to hear what he has to say.
Exactly. I mean,
which nobody does, really.
He should be heard, and he should be available to speak if somebody wanted him to.
You know, he does represent, you know,
a lot of people.
The little tiny country, the Vatican there. And so, I mean, I can understand that. And, yeah, he does represent, you know, the whole fucking Catholic Church, you know, and that's a...
You know what's pretty awesome about the Catholic Church is that Vatican City has 25 high-foot walls. It can't be penetrated. It's impenetrable. But yet the Pope speaks about open borders for everybody and wide open immigration.
Yep.
But nobody can come into his city. Nobody can come into his royal town.
This Pope didn't build those walls.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, God, stop.
Those walls have been there for like 1,000 years.
He supports the empire that built those walls.
He's a puppet for the empire.
He would entirely take the Temple of Solomon if it were a choice.
Mm-hmm.
If the Temple of Solomon were standing in Jerusalem, that's where he would be. It would look like a small town. It would be a gigantic fucking complex around the Temple Mount. But it would, and you would say the exact same things. Well, nobody can come into the Pope's house. I'd be like, no, it's his house. He just happens to have a really big fucking house.
Okay, I got another one for you.
Okay.
This Pope will sit there and preach about everybody needs to be poor and need to give up your wealth and the blah, blah, blah. The Catholic Church are the largest landowners on planet Earth. They hold more wealth than anybody else on planet Earth. And what's that all about? I want to see them start giving up their loot.
That's the first thing he did is, number one, he called for an audit of everything in there. Mm-hmm. All right? He's like, all right, we're going to audit the fucking church. Make sure you guys aren't skimming off the top. Because he laid the law down on all his fucking bishops and shit. He's like, no more of this bullshit. Number two, during this whole Syrian refugee thing, he called on all of his fucking parishes in Europe to accept someone, and if they don't, If they refuse to, then they need to start, or no.
Pay business tax.
Pay property taxes.
We don't want, why would we want open borders immigration? Why would we ever want that?
Well, okay, because we're not xenophobes.
Support the empire?
That's, it's not about being xenophobic. There's yeah, only so dude, much
America's
to go around.
Supposed to be the melting pot. But, this is supposed to be welcome to everybody.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be. Unless you're not a fan of the Constitution. Unless you're not a fan of what the founders wanted, dude. Mm. Okay.
Times change.
You're damn right, times change.
Empires change. And we can't just have an unlimited welfare state here.
Yes, we've never tried. Yes,
we have one now.
No, we don't.
On welfare.
There's more people on the streets right now than there ever have been.
Well, then they need to find the welfare office because they're dishing out chunks of...
I make too much money for it. And I don't even have running water in my house.
You're not playing the game right. We'll talk off the air, dude. I know several people that are milking the system extremely hard. It's not hard.
It doesn't mean that some people...
A lot of
can't. The system can't be milked. I don't know, man. I think to say... Fuck poor people at all is a position that isn't really going to be heard publicly with any real gravitas.
Well, it's not fuck poor people. It's just these poor people are coming here looking for handouts. They're not coming here to become Americans and become Americanized and learn about George Washington and learn about Thomas Jefferson they're coming here for handouts and want to live in their own private segregated communities and not become Americans. They don't want to speak English.
No.
I mean, what?
You could turn them all into slaves.
Well, that is kind of what happens. I mean...
Yeah, no, that would be a good plan. So then you take all the refugees...
I don't want them here anyway. I don't want them. They go back to their country and fight their own civil war like a grown man should. Right?
We're talking about women and children.
There's not many women and children that are sneaking into Serbia and Hungary. Have you seen these videos?
Men. Yeah, that is entirely... propaganda, dude. For them to show you the one like special forces crew that got caught
I've been keeping up on this for a while.
It's one picture of two giant muscular
there's a bunch of videos. I can show you 15-20 videos,
The guy that's on the has been
RT,
blast all
ABC
over the
news.
No, the chick that tripped, you know, the people running out, you know, she got all this fucking, oh my gosh, she's tripping these people. Here's what was happening. These guys were in a fenced in area because they were not being allowed past and they escaped. And so her being like the patriot that she was, helping the fucking government keep these motherfuckers contained, she tried to fucking slow them down. All right, but everybody saw this old guy trip over and fall with a fucking kid, and then he got a goddamn fucking soccer coach job in fucking Spain and shit. You know, no fucking resume, no fucking interview, no matter his fucking qualifications, just because he happened to teach a little bit of a fucking soccer league back in fucking... You know, Turkey. He wasn't even from fucking Syria. That's another fucking thing.
Yeah, a lot of people are coming that
half
aren't...
Half of these motherfuckers aren't even fucking Syrians.
Right.
They're coming from fucking Egypt. Libya. Right. They're making the whole fucking trek all the way there and just claiming it just so they can just get the fuck out.
And you have all these Western governments and the Pope saying, no, this is a good thing. Bring in all these fucking, these leeches and idiots that like, half of them are the leeches and half of them are too fucking scared to stay in their homeland and fight the war and take what's theirs. So, I mean, are these people that we would even want to integrate into our society?
When was the last time...
Cowards and losers?
When was the last time Islam invaded Europe?
Hmm?
When was the last time Islam invaded Europe? Remember?
Back in the
1008 would have been just the end of the Crusades.
Because Napoleon
1400s was the height of the Ottoman Empire.
The Good Crusade was like
12. That's when the Ottomans were rolling. And Ottoman Empire lasted until 1930 after World War I.
Didn't Napoleon fight the Moors? Because that's what they were called. That's how you learn it in school is when they were fighting against the Moors. That was really Muslims.
Boy, you're bringing up some fucking history. I need to know more about Islam, actually. I'm thinking about becoming a Muslim, actually.
I keep a copy of the Quran on my phone.
Not because I believe in God, just because it's... I was reading more about like what
know
Hitler thought.
Know thy fucking...
If you're just looking for excuses, you'll find one anywhere, dude.
Well, I know. Well, think about Hitler's excuse for Islam. This is great. You're going to like this. Hitler had met with some Arab delegates, and they were telling him about Islam, because we all know that Nazi Germany held like 30,000, 40,000 SS soldiers in Iran, and it was the Persian Empire at the time, blah, blah, blah. We all know this. So what Hitler said about Islam was that the Arabs are an inferior race. But if the white man was to take the Islamic religion, they could really open up the gates of fucking Muhammad's empire. I mean, he was pretty fucking solid.
And
you can see, like, bringing all this immigration into Europe, maybe that's really the Fourth Reich. They're trying to push the white people into becoming Muslims and to really...
Look how many Muslims there are. And it's not just, like, an Arab thing. I mean, Muslims spread throughout this entire fucking world. All different fucking races are Muslim. And they're so dedicated to it. They are the most dedicated besides fucking, like, Orthodox Jews or something of that.
Well, they are true believers.
You know, I mean, you know, they are the hardest. I mean, they are the hardest. And so... You know, you got to kind of admire that in a sense, though. I mean, you know...
Yeah, but you got to understand the only reason a person's pushing themselves so hard into that religion, they're just using it to justify the bad they do. You know
No, because there are... I know Muslims.
Any god religion. I'm saying any god religion.
Oh, yeah, but not every Muslim's on a...
I'm not saying every god religion.
Jihad thing, you know? I mean, you got to... I mean, the way they... Like the guy down in fucking Texas that killed his fucking daughter because she was becoming too Western.
Oh, that was awesome. Two daughters, didn't he? The taxi driver or something killed two of his daughters?
He might have, but yeah, they were wearing mini skirts and makeup. Yeah. He's like, all right, fine.
Ali Akbar, bitches.
I mean,
I said no.
That kind of, I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, I don't agree with that. I want to kill my kid, but this guy probably wasn't insane and he wasn't completely batshit fucking crazy. No. He was just that diehard of a fucking believer that he killed his own fucking kids.
He looks around at all these trash fucking women running around. He's like, I don't want daughter to become that. Look at his society.
You know? I didn't raise a piece of shit, you know, and so I brought you into this world. I will take you fucking out. And, you know, it takes a big set of balls to fucking man up to that.
That would take some nerve. Wow.
And so you got to kind of, I mean, that's my biggest argument for, you know, the whole fucking Nazi regime and all that. You know, I mean, you look at fucking Adolf, right? You know, you got to admire him for his fucking, his passion for it, you know? I mean,
said Adolf.
Oh, yeah.
A-Dog?
Yeah.
My boy Adolf?
Who? But, you know, that's, you got to just admire just his, like, dedication to it. Yeah, I mean, it might have been for bad, but if he had done that in, a good sense, the way that fucking Gandhi did.
He wouldn't have got to the level he was at. He wouldn't be running empires and shit, bud, let's all hug each other and kiss.
Gandhi never ran the fucking empire.
Dude, Gandhi was a pussy.
People said to Gandhi every day, like, go tell your message of peace to Hitler. Why don't you go lay down in Poland, huh, you son
no
of a
bitch? No shit. Yeah. He was a pussy.
Yeah,
he
you're way over here, dude. There's a real fight going on over there. And Gandhi was like,
that whole time. Well, he was like, crazy white people with guns? I ain't going anywhere near it. I already had to deal with the British.
Yeah, India was under the rule of Spain. Or not Spain, but fucking England at that time. And South Africa, too. You know, that's where he started his shit from. But, I mean, yeah, they were under the rule of fucking England. And so there was a little bit of fucking... you know, prejudice that he did after, but nothing compared to what was going on
at the time.
Germany.
If he'd have tried that shit with Hitler, he'd have gotten.
Oh, he would have just gotten shot.
1930s, yeah.
They just would have walked up. Fuck.
But the point is there's dudes killing their two kids today. You know what I mean? Dude, like, killed his two daughters for dressing wrong. Like, people are still crazy. Okay, like if you were wondering,
crazies
exists in the world.
Religious,
for any reason,
passionate. How religion causes evil.
Don't call Jeffrey Dahmer passionate, dude.
He was passionate homosexual. I mean, he was cannibal homosexual.
No, that's a little... Because he did that for pleasure.
I guess that's our real definition issue. You know, like, we don't seem to ever come to consensus on, like, what even good and bad is.
I don't think
so. It's hard for us, like, we're not, like, arguing the same position.
See, I don't think this guy killed his daughters for, like, pleasure the way Jeffrey Dahmer did. He killed them... And for his adherence to God, you know, so that way he could, or Allah, however way, so that way he could fucking secure his fucking place.
His 72 virgins.
Yeah, you know, if I ain't passing that up.
No shit. You have to live the worst repressed life, fucking say no to everything, but at the end, bud,
woo-wee.
It's all worth it.
The 72 virgins thing isn't a thing.
I don't know if it's a
thing. Layered in fucking bacon and shit.
Yeah.
Hot cinnamon bacon versions, on that ass.
Covered in bacon. Lots of whiskey.
But, anyways.
Well, is there really any question that this whole... Like we were talking about before we came on air. You know, 20 years ago, what would have American society said about America of today? I mean, really, though. Totally lost? Totally what?
Well, they'd think this iPad's pretty sweet.
They would.
They would say, like, what? Where's the tape go?
They would be like, fucking, I wish I had enough bandwidth to watch Pornhub 24 hours a day.
You gotta go back, like, 30 years. 20 years, that was the fucking 80s, man.
90s.
90s, nice 80s. Try. Maybe go back 40 years.
Go back fucking 700 years!
Go back, like, 50 years.
Go back, like, 14 billion
but
years.
But I think the point still stands. I just don't think that our parents or their parents had any idea that this is what the world or America would turn into. I mean, there's 7.5 billion people on the planet right now. And when my parents were born, barely over 1 billion people. And they had no idea that there was a billion people because it wasn't until a mid-1980s census that they even knew that there was that many people to be had back then.
Oh, wow, I didn't really look at it like that before.
But, I mean, like, they had
So you're saying fire up the gas chambers, there's too many people.
I'm trying to say that statistically, every crazy anomaly that you can think of that might happen with people went from that's one in a 10 billion chance that'll happen, and when there's, you know, 9 million people in Luxembourg, that'll never happen. But now that it's on Earth and anybody from Earth can just call into Luxembourg City and be like, hey, this I'm is fucking crazy town. Okay? Then the statistic is like, tomorrow, anything crazy is got to happen.
That's why I always kind of...
And we're on this new level now where so many... Where entropy is built to such a point that crazy shit is happening.
What do you mean entropy? What's entropy?
It's things building on top of things.
Okay.
Well, it's the exponential of things building on top of each other and creating static in the mess.
Okay, I gotcha.
Okay. And so as things build on top of things, on top of things, on top of things, it just spins wildly out of control. And that is where we're at with physical human bodies. Granted,
too many people.
No! We could feed this many people. We've never attempted to organize this many people.
But who wants to?
I will be king of this, dude. If that's what you're wondering.
Organize some Schindler's lists, fucking.
No, dude. I will be king of this, dude. And I could lead humanity into the stars, dude. Mm. But it would be that everybody would have to fucking.
Do you support Bernie Sanders? Is that?
I support Donald Trump.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's get a fucking wow. I don't support either, but I'm shocked.
I didn't expect that out of you.
Yeah, hashtag Donald Trump for president, dude.
I kind of...
That's fucking awesome.
I kind of hope Donald Trump's somewhere appointed somewhere. And I don't hope he has, like, the final say, or I really hope he has... If he wins it, he better pick a good fucking cabinet. I would really almost...
Oh, he will. He'll hire the best. Who's the most expensive dude in the world? I want that person to be...
I want his assistant.
Yeah. And there, he's going to hire the best people we've ever imagined hiring.
He's going to hire the same people that have been in government for the last 40, 50 years.
I don't think so.
I don't think
man.
So.
Oh, my... Do you even government?
Do you even politic?
Do you understand? Do you even empire? Do you understand how this shit works?
No, Donald Trump is a regime change, dude.
Oh, my God.
He is a regime change.
I'm going
to
bang my head off this brick wall.
All right, no, he cannot be bought out. He's not in it for the money. He already has the money.
He's not in it for the money, dude.
He's playing a different game. He's already huge. He's already too huge. All right? He's not in it for the fucking money.
I am flabbergasted. You guys really think that Donald Trump isn't part of the system?
I really think so.
No, he's obviously works hand in hand with the system to be who he is. And he has a working relationship with the vampires.
He's not going to take orders from anybody.
But he is not the same type of ghoul vampire the rest of corporate America is. He is a totally different beast. They hate him as much as the average people do.
Antonio Banderas vampire in an Interview with the Vampire. Totally. He's the head fucking dude.
Walker dropped out, that was the thing he would claim in his speech. Is like, because the... He was leading the polls when he first came out. Scott Walker was like on top, and then Donald Trump is like, "Oh, I'm gonna run for fucking president because I'm fucking bored and shit," and fucking dropping down to like he was down to like 0.3%. You know, I mean, it was embarrassing. He was like, "All right, I'm done." And then, on behalf of you know, the GOP telling him to fucking drop out. He was like, yeah, maybe, you know, people like, you know, the front runner. He wouldn't call Donald Trump out by name, but he was implying it. And maybe he ought to drop out, too, just so we can focus on real fucking, you know, because...
Bullshit, dude. Donald Trump, dude, they hate Donald Trump just as much as they want you to hate Donald Trump. Does not want
him running underneath
their fucking ticket. I don't hate Donald Trump. I think it's all just a circus. You see, it's all a big circus. And some of the circus performers you see, you know, you got the clowns juggling, the guys that stick their heads in the lion's mouth and those guys. And then there's a whole bunch of other people that you know, build the circus in the background. And then you got the few at the top that are really running the circus. Most of the people that are controlling the circus, you don't see. The guys building the trapeze, the guys fucking feeding the animals. You don't see all these other people running the circus. All you see is the clowns and the guys playing with the animals. And Donald Trump's just another one of these. He's one of the good ones. He's like the backflip trapeze guy. He's like high up on the fucking... think of the performers, but he's nobody special. He's just a performer in the ring.
Regardless of how that's much...
what they want you to believe, bro.
Oh, God.
Regardless...
You can't really think that. No, oh, my God.
Regardless of how much support or, you know, public support that Donald Trump gets, Jeb Bush is still going to be on that's the Republican funny. Ticket. I mean,
Dude, to go full empire, dude, Jeb Bush would have to be king.
Oh, my God. I'm for Jeb Bush. That's who I'm voting for.
Regardless of who you vote for, that's who's going to win.
I want Bush, Biden. That's the ticket I want.
That's what it's going to be. It's
Bush, Biden, BB.
Biden threw his support with Stephen Colbert. He said, I'd be your running mate last week.
Stephen Colbert. That's who we need.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That guy's he's an asshole. He's a smart
guy, dude.
He's a smart guy. He's too fucking smart.
He's just smart enough. But I think Donald...
He's got a weird ear. Have you ever seen this one ear?
I can make a whole Donald Trump sales pitch for you, dude.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Dude, because Donald Trump, dude, I mean, he would beat them all. Because he would actually, not only would he start privatizing industry, right? And he would take the money away from all the big business. Like, he would fucking roll the military into Stillwater Mine and be like, guess who owns this joint now, right? Brian Schweitzer can blow it out your ass. This belongs to the property of the United States government. All right, and that's
nationalization.
Yeah, that's damn communism. Right, and that's gonna happen under a Trump flag.
Communism.
No, he will call it monetization.
Oh boy,
he'll call it nationally monetizing our industry, dude.
Hashtag.
One thing you have to realize,
and then he will make deals on America's behalf to sell those goods to other in growing nations. Like they are going, so we could potentially make the steel that would back up China's growth efforts in Africa. We could export all of that from the East Coast of the U.S., bring back immigrant workers, dude, and we would have the new melting pot. We would have so much tax money and slavery that everybody would just be fat rolling around in the mud, dude.
It'd be good to be white again.
Oh, it'd be good to be white again.
And it would be good to live in Trump's America, dude, where finally people have $5 an hour, like, black people working on the counters again, and you had all of these.
Now,
yeah, dude.
Not like American.
I can't tell if you're
people.
Being sarcastic or being serious about this Donald Trump thing. You're killing me.
No, dude, this
I
is it.
I figured you'd be Bernie Sanders. I figured you'd have had a Bernie Sanders tat by now. Wow.
On the chest.
His big old bald head and goofy hair.
No, dude, Trump, dude, I'm ready to like shave off half
chest
my hair.
Hair could be
folded
the,
over.
That's
dude.
What I'm growing it out for. I'm trying to do the Donald Trump.
Gonna, oh my God, Donald Trump or Halloween. I bet you that's the most popular Halloween costume.
They were making like chick versions of it.
You even got the hair. You grow that out some. You've got the
fucking, totally.
Like real hair. He's got the horse hair. You got
well,
the
real he used
hair.
To have real hair. He used to be the Donald.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean?
You
like. Like, yeah, before he was an old man, dude, he was the Donald.
What kind of man has $8 billion and can't afford fucking Bruce Willis hair plugs? He's way richer than Bruce Willis.
He just doesn't care anymore.
He's way richer than Nicolas Cage. Fuck, these fuckers got good hair plugs. I don't know. I just don't trust him. I don't.
What don't you trust about him?
The hair, first of all. And then everything else that comes out of his mouth, second.
I don't think
have you listened to what he says?
Yeah, I try
it's
to.
It's brilliant.
It's funny. He says some funny shit.
Okay, when on regard to the Mexican comments that I heard the entire thing, maybe he was just drunk. Okay? But it's not the same way my dad feels. Like when my dad's drunk, that's exactly what he says. And most average middle-class white folks that are left feel exactly the same way.
And who's the fucking voting block?
Mexican immigrants that they're bringing in here.
Yeah. They vote fucking Democratic no matter what.
Mm.
They're giving a cut.
That's fine, but we got to convince. See, the only thing is that if immigrants are going to come to this country, we have to convince them that they have to become American. That's the only thing.
That's see, not Trump, well,
and then we shouldn't have immigration.
Trump's going to run as,
and I don't care if they're Mexican, if they're white from Europe. Because I was discussing this with somebody at fucking the compound, and he was telling me that because we were talking about the immigrant thing, and I was saying, well, how about all these people that aren't fighting their civil war and fucking? He was just like, well, you know, sometimes people, their kids and their families, and I was taking a hard stance on it, and he was like, well, what do you think about all the Bosnian refugees that came over here that were settled in Montana? And I was like, what? And I guess Montana, a whole bunch of fucking refugees are Bosnian. Like, and immediately I thought, why didn't they stay and fight? They could have been there right now after the war and fought. They'd have farms and land and own
they'd
shit.
They'd all be dead.
Or dead. Could have hey, and they at least died. They wouldn't have had to be cowards and run away to a different place and beg for mercy.
Boy, they could have
that's
been
a hard judgment.
I would have rather die. I'd rather die than go somewhere else and be a beggar.
Right, I mean, but to judge other people.
I'm not judging. I'm just,
yes, you are. You call
okay,
it
no,
cowards.
I am judging. I am judging because you should stay and fight.
Right.
You should stay and fight.
But then you're totally signing a lot of people up to die.
Why don't you stay and fight?
Because people have antagonized the situation because they know you're not going to fight. And if they thought you were going to stay and fight,
they would have just done it in the first place.
And then there wouldn't be any more you, and then there wouldn't be any more fights, and it would be straight nuclear holocaust.
All right.
And
all right.
If Canada invaded us, let's say, would we stay here and fight in fucking Montana? Or let's just go to the...
We would fall back to Denver, dude.
Well, no, let's just say...
I would turn into guerrilla fucking psycho.
Well, or...
Watch
yeah,
me.
I wouldn't even play.
If
you were given the opportunity to go to Caribbean Island and start a whole new fucking life...
Nope.
It's like, stay here and fucking bumfuck fucking Egypt or go live on the beach.
And they'll make a statue of me as being a fucking resistance fighter.
Yeah, that's 100
years down the road, and you'll be forgotten fucking having died on the beach being a coconut farmer.
You know
farmer.
Something? It doesn't matter who's going to remember you. You're never going to know. So, who gives a fuck?
All you have is your legacy, though, and you... And
no, you it. Don't. You well, have you have a very small little fucking bit of time as you know that you're going to die to think back on your life.
Well, then
so
you be a runner. Hey, when Civil War comes, then you run. No, I won't.
Che Guevara didn't fight in his homeland, okay? Damn. Like, this is what you don't understand about revolution.
Because communists, I understand Che Guevara very well.
Okay, well, he didn't fight in his homeland. He didn't fight to defend his home. He traveled abroad. And he trained other people on how to be mercenaries, which are, again, traveling sales killers.
Yes.
Okay? And that's what Che Guevara was. He was a mercenary because he traveled.
I'm not a Che Guevara fan.
Okay, my point is that you're trying to say you're going to defend a piece of dirt. And I'm trying to say that that is forever stupid.
You don't even...
And as a military commander, you have to give dirt to maintain other dirt. You have to, like, give positions to hold other ones.
Mm.
And you're not going to allow any soldier to be like, no, that dirt over there was grandpa's. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? No, we're going to give and fall back to a stronger position.
Can't fight with your feelings.
What's a stronger position? Running 10,000 miles away and saying, fucking, come get me here?
Well, no, like...
No,
like,
we don't want civilians in the way. Clear out of the fighting zone. We will fight until there's a border again, and then we'll bring the civilians back. In the Bosnian case, and where they're doing the Bosnian pyramid and shit, tourism is booming.
Now, yeah.
Okay, and Bosnia is a beautiful place, but it's still run by gangsters. And so they're not opening the borders back up saying everything's fine, although it is. Okay? And so, no, nobody wants to go back to Bosnia. I have a buddy who married the daughter.
Hell no, he's in the fucking the empire now. He's like, I go back to no fucking Baza whatever.
He married the daughter of a Bosnian refugee who came here to Montana during that crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just as average white girl as anybody else who moved here when she was 9. She's not Bosnian, she's Montanan, and it's hard for you're making a really hard line.
Mm-hmm. Family assimilated.
Oh, no, no, no. More people have argued this with me than agree with me, for sure.
Well, my point is as a hardliner like that, just who are you representing?
I'm representing myself and my own views. I don't represent anything else.
My point is if... The earth is formed up of communities, And those communities form larger societies. Mm-hmm. And then those societies come together to form what we like to know as like the superorganism of the internet, right? Which is the everybody, okay? And, okay? And mm-hmm. where all of these things meet on equal grounds. And...
But you're not, okay, what you're speaking looks good on paper. What you're not taking into effect is that human beings are lazy, human beings are greedy, human beings are just fucking animals. And if you give them an inch, they will take a mile. If you tell people, oh, here, have some food stamps, well, I want five, I'm going to try to milk the system for everything I get. Oh, here, you come over to here, we'll give you housing, I'm going to try to get everything I get. People will just... you know, by instinct, try to get whatever they can get. And you can't blame them. It's human instinct.
That's why the Vatican has 25-foot walls.
But you... Exactly. You have to fucking... You have to
protect the good in the world.
Right. That's why we need to build a wall.
To protect the Pope.
Just like Donald Trump says, build a wall. Right?
No.
He wants to build a wall.
We built a wall to protect the Pope, and he lives in there, but we have a kick-ass Pope now who just travels the world. He leaves the walls all the time. You would have a much better position against him if he just hid behind those 25-foot walls and never came out and then preached that everybody else was fucking sinners and didn't actually come out here and say it to our fucking face. You know what I mean? Because a lot of popes did that, and you could frown on that. Okay, but this pope doesn't. He'll come right up to your nose to nose with you and call you a fucking sinner to your face.
What I have to say is how do you know what this pope is? You've only seen on TV and heard on...
My point is that there's 8 billion people in the world and you just can't go judging them. It is particularly judging. You can't judge the lifetime of a man who says, let's not fight, let's talk about this. Okay? Like, if that's even Jeffrey Dahmer, like, at some point, puts his hands up, like, guys, let's not fight, let's talk about this. You know, you can't be like, shut up, Jeffrey, nobody's listening to you anymore.
You know, he got raped and killed in prison. It did get to that point.
Yeah.
Right.
But that was by another animal, though.
Right.
But that's just my point, is that...
There's common sense in it.
At some point, if common sense is spoken to common sense people, they listen to it, regardless of from where.
So I'm not speaking common sense, I'm speaking...
No, when you fight or make an argument against the common sense things that the Pope says and says, well, is he really a good enough person to say those things?
Who says that what he says is common sense, though? I mean...
Don't brutalize other people is say something that he said.
The Catholic Church, to say to me, to not brutalize people,
right,
makes me want to vomit. I mean, I got one word for you, Inquisition. And if you ain't heard of it, look it up. But, I mean,
you know,
these people are animals. The Catholics are some of the biggest animals ever.
Will you not allow them to change, though? Will you not allow them to grow and to evolve?
For real.
At least recognize that they've... When's the last time they've done anything like that?
Like, anybody who oppressed other people in the name of, like, Catholicism is not alive today. Like, those people died.
I want to see the Catholic Church give up some property. Give up some property.
To who?
Start head to whoever.
To Coca-Cola?
To do, yes.
You think Coca-Cola
deserves
it?
Yes, and Walmart, yes.
Because Coca-Cola is owned by average people who are
interested. I believe in Coca-Cola more than I believe in the Catholic Church.
America. Coca-Cola is a poisonous product that people sell to children.
That is what the Catholic Church is a poisonous product sold to people.
They preach, don't brutalize each other.
The Catholics are these are grown men that fuck 10-year-old boys in the ass. These are disgusting people. And they've done it for hundreds, millennia. Yeah,
Coca-Cola preaches sharing.
Sharing. Have a Coke with your friend the Pope, bud.
I get that you have a position to make that the church that before this Pope became a Pope that represented a community of harboring child molesters, particularly in the state of Montana. Okay, and that particular incident might
incident.
Bring
this has
to
happened
home.
For 1,000 years,
but for the church has been around for 2,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's the oldest institution we have in the world.
China and shit.
It's the oldest living, currently active institution we have in the world.
Okay, that's even scarier.
It's not. It hasn't lasted that reason because it's evil. I'm unwilling to believe that it has lasted for thousands of years due to how brilliantly evil clutches they have on the world. Because you could show dramatically how the Roman imperial cult from 1500 BC until 0 AD, which then it take over as the Roman Catholic Church, was indubitably the identically same architectural structures. They was Pontificus Maximus. It was the same archbishop and bishop mm-hmm. structure. This religious structure has lasted humans for many, 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 many thousands of years. And I don't believe it's because it's the evilest thing.
It's only because people fear God. And the people that can touch God, that can talk to God, are the people that are important. Because most people are fucking stupid. We got to go to break here, and we'll discuss more about how stupid fucking people are. Here when we get back!
I like to do hood rat things with my friends.
Fucking mods.
Yo, look. I roll a blunt and fade away into a cloud of smoke. While Stormy get the GBGBs and Sarah's about to choke. My phone rings, it's the homies on the other end. They wanna get the party started. Oh, we need some honeys then, maybe some alcohol. In the summer toes, rolling with Poetic, you will never need another crew. We some regular dudes with fly gals, and you know that I'm just drinking some brews with my pals. Prime and ambitious, they ride with fine bitches. While Floyd and Sam Mott's freestyle and rhyme vicious. Climbing high bridges, defining my visions. And ride the tide higher and higher with my rhythms. Hoping I eventually buy my mother a house. But I'm young and dumb and I ain't finished fucking around. The skill is there, money's the only thing that's left to grab. I'm only trying to give my daughter the life that I never had. Cruise around, bumping yeah. beats, writing flows, these are
high times in my mind of
pride. You and I pumping green, lighting bowls, these are
high times in my mind of pride.
We grind away like a skater till we make it, these are
high times in my mind of pride.
Fly away while you haters keep hating, these are
high times in the mind.
Boom, back is the rhythm, lay back and take a listen. Hold back your criticisms, I'll take naps with the fishes. The fact is that I'm vicious, play wax and take a visit to a dream inside of mine. A mind inside a mission, you see deep inside my rhymes is a mic and no religion. Seeking you will find, I'll stand behind my victims. Spit it how I'm living to decision, it will never be. Liquor that I'm sipping, getting thrown back steadily. Bitches get to tripping, grab a sack, roll the remedy. Sitting with this wisdom through the cracks, hear the melody. Ain't nobody telling me to stop it, cause even if they did, guarantee I keep it rocking. Cause we cooking up concoctions, putting flavor back in ears. People they've been talking, said they wish the fam was here. So I snuck in that apartment and I took up all their beers. Stole a couple bowls, burn a hole in your chair. Come on, son.
Cruise around, bumping yeah. beats, writing flows, these are
high times in my mind of pride.
You and I pumping green, lighting bowls, these are
high times in my mind of pride.
We grind away like a skater till we make it, these are
high times in my mind of pride.
Fly away while you haters keep hating, these are
high times in my mind of pride.
Yo, we flying high, sharing sky with the birds. Chilling with the clouds, looking down on the earth. Say, if we fall, man, I know it's gonna hurt. But if we make it, the world will know our worth. Check the smirk, got the confidence confined. Cause I know in the end, I'm gonna get mine. We ain't gonna fall behind, the grind is all we got. Fan by my side, sticking to the plot. Give us one shot and we'll hit it like Ray Allen. Then walk away, looking for a new challenge. Like climbing mountains with nothing but a backpack. Big bottle of booze and Jay's magic grass sack. Boy, where you get that? Is what they asking us, talking about their music. Not just the green stuff, they can't get enough. Is what they keep telling me. Lucky for y'all, we got a big ass family.
Cruise around, bumping beats, writing flows, these are
high times in my mind of pride.
You and I pumping green, lighting bowls, these are
high times in my mind of pride.
We grind away like a skater till we make it, these are
high times in my mind of pride.
Fly away while you haters keep hating, these are
high times in my mind of pride.
We'll be right back. I suppose to put it into lucid terminology, the ability, by definition, to theoretically interfere with someone's thoughts and general ability to progress in life without conscious knowledge of their own behavior by just being, simply breathing, is considered the 15 steps of assisted addiction. Now, your demeanor, your behavior, even alone with me right now, leads me to believe you are a victim to this unfortunate disorder. I'm going to be honest with you. More times than not, this disease is irreparable and is hopelessly accompanied by institutionalism of some kind. Sometimes it's the safest last resort. You understand? It's okay. It's okay sometimes to just take some time for yourself, to do what's best for you.
Intel Scanner, we're back. LGBT special. We haven't talked anything about really anything having to do with LGBT.
Well, Donald Trump.
Well, Donald Trump especially. Looks like a giant dildo. So where were we at? Where did we leave off at? Stupid fucking people. Donald, what was before that?
Donald Trump humanity. Hair. You were trying to say that humanity just deserves to die like a virus that it is. And I'm trying to say that maybe there's some hope in people that maybe, like, we should all live together in peace and harmony and get along.
And won't ever happen, though.
Well, I don't think it's going to die like the virus that you want it to. You'll be able to just stamp the humans out of existence. What are you trying to say? Like, I thought you just wanted to see all humans just die. Begging for their fucking moms.
People can live
like
in their
the
own...
the cowards that they are.
People can live in their own communities. People can live in their own, you know...
So, like, they are segregated to the spot of land that they were born upon. Like, you were born in this manger, you're gonna fucking die in this horse stall, child.
No, but if you go somewhere and you establish a home, and...
Well, how are you allowed to do that? Like, because somewhere else is, like, obviously not in the horse stall where you were. So you're either an immigrant somewhere, or you're renting somebody else's house. And isn't renting a house just the same as slavery?
I'm not speaking about property ownership. It's... If civil war comes to you, to where you're at, I don't know, wherever you're at, whatever, your skin color, whatever. If civil war comes to you, then you have two choices, fight or flight. And that's it. And you can just, you can, some people die and some people run. And that's just the way it goes.
Right.
Civil war is the oldest type of war. I mean, cavemen were fighting civil wars, and civil war is the oldest and most necessary form of war. It really is.
Right, but it also requires some people to get along. It requires, like, two groups of people to get along with each other and then just have a problem with the other group of people.
And once it gets hashed out, it can be harmony, I guess. But what's going on in Syria is you have a lot of different big powers pumping in money in to try to overthrow this, and I don't understand why Syria is so important.
Oil. It's the most important place in the world.
Why?
It's oil. The cradle of humanity.
But why? I don't
the
understand.
Oldest relics that of all humanity are there.
Oil.
In every layer of the dirt, there is another major city, an encampment, in place. In every single person's backyard, their town, their village, their home is built upon the remains of an ancient fucking city.
And there's oil.
And there's lots of oil.
It's not that big of a country, though.
No, it's
oil pocket.
What, it's half the size of Montana.
That's a real small country.
And it's also a geographical that's advantage.
What that's what I'm trying to say to a lot of people about what's going on in Syria. Like, let me humanize this a little bit for you. The conflict we're talking about, the distance between Damascus and Istanbul, right, which is basically the entire war zone. Right, we're talking about the same distances from here, or say from Columbus to Butte, right? So you would leave here, and it would be all fine until you got to Columbus. And then it would be World War III from Columbus to Istanbul, or to Missoula. And then by the time you got to Coeur d'Alene, nobody's ever heard of this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how small of a region we're talking about right now. From between here to Coeur d'Alene, you could drive it twice in a day.
That's a good perspective on it.
Okay, like that's what we're talking about as far as a territorial dispute. Like, there are guys up in Glendive, right, that want Stillwater Mine, right? And we're stuck in the fucking middle. And we're like, we don't own the mine, man. Be like, well, fuck you. You're between me and what I want. And so what we're talking about is the guys in Glendive trying to get to Columbus to get into the mine. And we're like, hey, I don't care. You can have the mine, dude. You just can't have my home. I paid for my house here. And they're like, fuck you, man.
It runs deeper than that. Now, if you ask...
It's the actual territory is no bigger than that.
If you ask Machiavelli, well, Machiavelli would tell you that when war comes to you, that you have to choose one of the two sides. Regardless of whether what side is right, what side is wrong, blah, blah, you have to choose one of the two sides in the war. Because if you choose neutral... If you choose, hey, man, I just want to live in peace. I just want to relax and be with my family. If you choose that, neutrality, both sides see you as an enemy, and you are dead. So you have to choose a side. You have to choose a side, or you can run. I mean, that's the history of humanity.
Right, but the point is say your team, right, falls back to somebody's farm, right, somewhere outside of Columbus, and you're fighting. You've picked your side, and you've been fighting, but your side had to fall back, and the enemy retook your home's position, but you fought valiantly in the war. Is it still a fuck you? The enemy took your home, so everybody else on our side thinks that you should get no veterans benefits, you shouldn't have a home, and you should be begging on the streets for the rest of your life, because the enemy just so happened to take your home in the resolution of the conflict.
Well, that's what I don't understand. Why are you still alive if you haven't won? War is you either win or die. That's what it is.
Your team has resolved the conflict, but in doing that has given up the territory that used to be your house.
Mm-hmm. If I was on the winning team, that wouldn't happen.
But you're talking about soldiers going rogue independently solo soldiers taking off.
Yeah.
You're talking about the most valiant soldier. You would have to sacrifice for the
greater good of your team.
Yeah.
If that's what had to be done, then I could.
But then you're just but
why are you giving up to warlord? I wouldn't. I just. I don't understand. I'm We're not talking about the question.
The war fighter.
Okay, right.
Who has conceded his personal home?
Why would you concede?
Because he's the most valiant person for his team. He's the commander of the army of the other side.
Well, that wouldn't be me. I wouldn't. You wouldn't. You can't concede. I mean, you're talking about war. You're talking about life and death. I mean,
right. This is... And at the end of every war, there is a resolution where the lines are redrawn.
Our civil war between the north and the south. At the end, the south conceded to the wishes of the north in a sense but they still retained their own selves but they did lose.
Did they win?
But like every guy with a fucking Southern flag, a Confederate flag, just all of a sudden shooting people everywhere they go, just being like, "You fucking Yankees!" You think they should really take up that war from 200 years ago that they feel betrayed, that their great grandparents fucking cowered it out and gave up their family farm?
I would say it's a little late.
Well, who are you now? Now you're
for me personally, I would say it's a little late. Hey,
I think you should take your rules though and carve them into a tablet. Mm-hmm. So that we have them historically.
The Intel scanners.
I wrote a book. Codes have you read the book? I wrote a book.
I know, but it's
what's the name of the book again?
Have you read it?
Yeah.
Then you don't give a fuck. you can carve shit up into tablets. That doesn't mean anything, though.
Hammurabi's code of law is a whole bunch of nonsensical fucking laws about just letting people die. From thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. Like, you're right on par with what people have always thought. That's what good leaders do, is let people die. Every day.
But not shoving people into gas chambers. You're talking about men that...
conceding territory, losing battles. Not losing the war.
Men that died honorably. I mean...
No, you're talking about the president, Barack Obama... who commands men who died honorably, and then brings and then doesn't pay their families?
You say die honorably. That's kind of tough.
You said die honorably.
No. I'm saying in a civil war sense.
If anybody ever were to have died honorably, okay, they were sent there by somebody else who obviously didn't.
I'm talking about civil war. I'm not talking about imperial militaries going to other lands and I'm talking about
Abraham Lincoln never went to the battlefield.
He's a big pussy. Dude, Abraham Lincoln was a fucking pen pal with Karl Marx. He's fucking communist. That was the whole American Civil War was a communist fucking revolution. Most people don't know that, but that's what it was. It was a communist fucking attack on the South.
Clearly, slavery would have egged this $15 an hour McDonald's bullshit, bit that shit in the ass. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be arguing about some of this stupid shit that we argue about today if we just reinstituted slavery like we should have. You know what I mean? Because I'm right there with you, dude. Fuck stupid people, dude. They should just be in chains. Dude, just carrying timber down the street.
Slavery is not okay.
What are you talking? They're just stupid cowards. They should just live in chains.
But we don't need it. Like, let them go fight in there.
We should just chop their heads off, like, under the pillars of the great Roman gods. Okay. That's what you're saying.
If I was...
We should just behead all the stupid people.
If I was Joseph Stalin tomorrow, right, and I had absolute power sitting on top, the point would be to get people off of state money, off of being beggars, and into the private sector. That's what the goal would be. And that's what the problem is in America, is you have too many people feeding at the public trough. Is really what it comes down to.
How much are you going to invest per person for that, though?
Invest per person for what?
They're going to need some kind of education. I mean, you can't just take somebody out of a fucking Section 8 house and go give them a fucking...
Oh, yes, I can. Yeah. I can put them right out in the potato fields and have them picking potatoes. Sure, I can.
Yeah.
Why not? I'll build up a public housing sector in the middle of the fucking potato field, and you fuckers can live in your Section 8 bullshit there, right? And work and feed. I'll bring food and I'll bring fucking bitches for you to fuck and whatever else. But in the end, you're still owned by me.
Right.
Who wants that? Who wants to be owned by somebody else?
You already are.
Because charity begets...
You already are. You're an American.
Charity begets slavery. Yeah, I'm not exactly owned, though. I don't...
You have a federal tax ID number as a business owner.
I ain't paid taxes in years.
Driver's license. Well, I mean, guess because you don't own anything.
If you,
but if you actually did own something, like a business or a home, you would
I own several businesses. What are you talking about?
Unless, then you would have a federal tax ID number in which to do business with other businesses, and you would have to give them your federal tax ID number. So that they
bro, you have no idea how this underground economy works.
Here's the simple ground.
Business.
No, here's the simple ground of it.
I don't pay taxes this shit.
Unless you live up in the woods, completely by yourself, off the grid, off the land, you know, completely by yourself, you are owned by society.
I'm owned by YouTube and Facebook, maybe. Exactly. That'd be about the closest ownership I can say. I do have to pay my electric bill. I do have to pay certain
things. You're also owned by, like... You know, the grocery store, because that's where you depend to get your food at. You know, you're not growing food yourself. You know,
on your vast territories that you don't.
Oh no, but I like being owned in certain ways. And so that's okay to be owned and fucking.
Yeah, you have to trade money.
But I'm not fucking. I don't get the EBT and stuff and given to me though.
Single white male. That's just how it works.
You can go get it. It's real easy to go get.
I make too much.
It's a matter of wanting it or not.
I've tried.
And that's the biggest thing. I wish like a Donald Trump or a Bernie Sanders. Well, Bernie's the biggest joke. Yeah. I wish Donald Trump would come out and say, we need to make this welfare state smaller. We need to shrink it down. We need to take half the people that are on Section 8, EBT, TANF, LEAP, all this crap, cut it in half.
We'll do it in a
raffle. Half of you are gone. Off.
Oh, no.
Figure it out. Seek or swim. Fuck.
No,
fuck.
He is.
Figure it out or die.
It's really not that big of an issue.
It is a big issue.
He is talking about trying to bring a lot more manufacturing jobs back here into the fucking... You know, drop the corporate tax so that way these big corporations that are sending, you know, jobs all over to fucking China to bring them back here, you know? Right.
You're not talking about corporate welfare.
I'm talking about poor man welfare and rich man welfare.
All right, here's how economics works.
General Electric won't starve to death.
There are three classes,
if I was
right?
Joseph Stalin tomorrow, they would. They would...
It's a company, it's not a person.
No, there are...
But if you're Joseph Stalin, you can crush corporations with the signature of a pen.
Right, but those people just started another corporation.
What are we talking about?
All right, no, wait.
GE?
All
yeah. Right. They haven't started out. They're older than the fucking...
Yeah, GE, that's like... GE's like 120 years... That's JP Morgan shit.
Yeah, they're 120, 130 years old.
Yeah, no, they're partnered with Chase.
75 years old. They were the Edison Electric Company in 1935.
Yeah, and if I was Joseph Stalin, I'd shut them down.
All right, no, but listen, no, this is how, you know, our country has been working, and this is how it has to continue working, so people don't fucking go batshit crazy and kill themselves. All right, we have our three classes, right? We have our upper class or middle class, and we have our lower class. All right, we're not going to try to separate lower middle class or upper middle class. We're not going to try to separate that shit. Three separate classes:
elite, bourgeois, proletariat. If you wanted the Karl Marx.
There you go.
Anyway, all
right.
Go ahead.
I appreciate the translation. All right, so the upper class provide the jobs to the middle class. The middle class provides the tax money that supports the lower class.
From pimping the fucking proletariat.
Yeah, well...
Yes.
No, we're talking...
That's where the bourgeois... That's how Karl Marx was able to sell communism. Because he was always able to push it onto the bourgeois... As the gatekeepers to the elites.
Exactly.
And they were the ones pimping them out in all the businesses. The fast food restaurants you see now, all these fucking minimum wage bullshit jobs.
That's the
bourgeois. That's not the elites pimping you out. That's the bourgeois selling out to the elites, pimping you out.
That's what the American dream is you be middle class, and one of you, you know, one out of like fucking 375 or so might escape it up into the upper class. But a majority of you, if you don't fuck up or if you don't play your cards right, you'll end up dropping back down into the lower class. And the lower class is really only supposed to be, you know, stupid motherfuckers. And, of course, you know, handicapped, you know, people that, you know, that can't produce anything, you know what I mean? People that are incapable of producing anything, that's what the lower class is supposed to be. If you're capable, then you're not supposed to be lower class. You're supposed to be middle class. But... You got to depend on the upper class to provide the job so you can be middle class. But if all the jobs are being sent to fucking China and fucking India and all these other fucking countries because the corporate tax rate is so fucking high here, then the upper class can't provide the job. It's not economically viable for them to provide the job.
I'm going to explain to you how the elites run the whole show. They always throw it. They throw it out there. They always throw it out there that it's you need higher wages and whatever. The wages depend on the bourgeois. The bourgeois fucking controls wages. So when you send it out there, oh, it's the bourgeois problem. So that's why you need the welfare. And it's the bourgeois that pick up the fucking bill for all the welfare, all the foods, all the fucking crap. So you have the elites sending out. It's you're not getting. You need $15 an hour. Fucking all this bullshit. And they keep each other at each other's throats. When it's. Where does the policy lie? Where does the blame lie?
That is the real question, isn't it?
Where does the fucking blame lie?
Having something that you don't have. It's greed. That's, you know, it's...
Well, do you want it given to you, or do you want it to get it yourself? Do you want to live in a world where it's just, oh, I stick out my hand, like the time machine. You ever see H.G. Wells? Do you just stick out your hand like the people? Oh, they give us everything. They give us the clothes, and they give us... And he was a socialist. They give us the clothes and the food.
That was a fiction.
But it was an awesome fucking story.
It was an opinion.
And they give us
story.
They give us the fit and everything, but you had to sacrifice a whole bunch of you when it came time.
Exactly.
Or do you want to go get it yourself, like the time traveler did?
You know, my biggest like utopia plan in my own head is in a simple form is like why do we have all these different kinds of car companies? Why don't we just have one group of building cars? So that way we don't have to fuck Cadillac and build a car that'll last you 50 fucking years, but they don't, because they need to get you on the motherfucking comeback every time. You see, and if you just take out that whole monetary fucking motivation, you know, so it's not all about having golden fucking plated fucking toilets. And I saw 24 karat gold fucking wrapped toilet paper, man. I mean, and 24 karat gold embroidered toilet paper, for crying out loud.
Why didn't you order it?
It's like $6,000 a roll, man. It's, what the fuck are you wiping your ass with fucking gold for? I mean how much of a, I mean, and that's what we got to get rid of, is that whole fucking
what rich people want to spend their own hard-earned money on.
Well, yeah, no, that's fine.
I'm going to tell you how to spend your money.
No, it's that wanting to be above you, because that's why they spend their money on that shit, so that way they can differ. That's why.
But they're allowed to.
That's
it's
where
their
the whole
freedom. They're at liberty to think they're better than you.
That's where the whole fucking reason the whole don't wear white after Labor Day comes from. It was because the elite wanted to separate themselves from the fucking goddamn peasants and shit, so they all agreed after Labor Day, don't wear white, and so we'll all know that we're all in the know. I mean, it's just that mentality of being better than somebody. That's what it's. I mean, yeah, you know, they have the money, but so many.
You don't subscribe to that philosophy, but you have to allow for you want to live in a world where they're at liberty and have the freedom to be jerks.
Yes.
Like, you want to live in a world where people have the freedom to say fuck you when they see you walking down the street.
I like being an asshole. Yes. I'll agree.
And you, because you want to say fuck you to them, they want to say fuck you to you.
Yeah.
Right? And that's a healthy environment, okay? It's when we get this whole, oh, this guy's dying in the streets right now. Fuck him. I'm going to keep walking. I got a 2 o'clock appointment. The point is nobody wants to have to walk past dying people in the
and
streets.
And that's it. That's the point I've been trying to get at, is that nobody, as human beings, you write on paper that the utopia, everybody cares, love, everything for everybody. But in reality, man, human beings just aren't built like that.
We are, dude, and you can't take this internet mindset where you never have to look anybody in the eye, dude.
Yeah.
I look everybody in the eye.
No, on the internet, dude. And my point is that the internet is a faceless place where you don't have to watch people die.
Isn't that why it's great?
And
I love my fake Facebook account. It's so god.
All seven of mine.
It is so awesome.
And the street is a place where you will watch people die on your way to the market to get more food from the supermarket.
Have you read my book?
You.
Have you read my book?
Last Days of the Proletariat.
I'm not entirely.
I haven't mentioned
it. Trump could easily solve welfare. I typed it up there. He could just cut the government jobs at the same time.
Yeah, he wants to go through and cut all these unnecessary fucking government jobs. All these bullshit ass. There's a lot of stupid fucking goddamn government goddamn jobs.
Are you guys okay? I wanna rewind us all back to 2007, and I want you to think about Barack Obama's fucking yippee yap about I'm gonna do this and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that.
This is
hold on. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that.
And that's your...
Hold the fuck on. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And he didn't do a fucking thing.
All right.
Dude, Barack Obama?
He was a puppet. He was being told to say that shit.
Oh, my God, they all are.
He was given a Nobel Peace Prize. Does everybody remember that? His first day on the job.
Before he even did anything.
And his first day on the job.
Oh, it's so great. And he pulled the most illegal move that a U.S. president on Libya. Arguably the most illegal war move.
Wait, what?
Sign an executive order saying bomb the fuck and kill them all? He killed Gaddafi and the whole... leveled
that
Libya.
That was in Gaddafi the wake of Gaddafi
sign
killing.
Of a pen. Gaddafi was... Libya was a beautiful country that was actually doing stuff.
No, Gaddafi got killed by his own people, and then we attacked.
No.
No, he got that killed by the he got rebels killed. That we instilled.
He got killed by the whole mercenaries we were talking about earlier.
Did the same shit in fucking Iran. I mean, that's what we do.
That's what we do.
They say that he was the biggest fight for the underdog guy in the world. He's the one who saw the machine... behind and the guys
Gaddafi
who moved
was
the
good
strings.
For the country Gaddafi the same way good. Fucking and Saddam was good for fucking Iraq.
They say no, he was single-handedly like a badass dude, like he was anti-Illuminati and like he did the most moves in his life to counter them.
Oh yeah, I mean, and he was solely responsible for his life to fucking for his rise to fucking power and shit.
Yeah, like most people don't know that he's like the hero of the anti-Illuminati fucking one world government shit.
He got
is
Gaddafi
dude.
Knife that was up the ass.
But point being, though, is that Barack Obama pulled the most vicious move. That I mean, he didn't go through any approval. He just signed a piece of paper, and
it wasn't
whole,
even him
that,
making
that country's
choice.
In anarchy now. It's in total Bolshevik anarchy.
And that's why I want to see what happens when Donald Trump gets the fucking president. When people start trying to give him orders, I want to see him come out and do a fucking whole goddamn press release and be like, you know what this motherfucker just told me to do, you know. I want to see that shit. I want to see Donald Trump just be...
I want him in, like, fancy robes and shit. Like, fucking...
That fucker will
people
start...
throwing rose petals and shit in front of his fucking feet.
I want him to call down spaceships, dude, and just park them, dude, in Central Park, dude. I just want him to, like, just be like, you know what? We have this spaceship. The United States Air Force has an interstellar
you know
spaceship.
How much fun it would be to have Donald Trump as president?
And he would just... he would park it in the ocean...
I'm getting sold on it.
Drive it up into New York Harbor, dude, and let the whole fucking world see this giant battleship the United States made.
I'm putting that out there.
This big space battleship, dude. He would park that shit. He would show them off to the world. Be like, aliens, little green men, killed them. Conquest. Got them all,
Donald
dude.
Donald Trump isn't going to do a fucking thing. Let's say he becomes president. Do you think he's going to shut down Guantanamo Bay? I mean, come on.
I think...
There ain't no shutting down Guantanamo Bay.
What's wrong with Guantanamo Bay?
How many times did Barack Obama say he's going to shut down Guantanamo Bay? How many times did he say that?
You know why he didn't?
Like every 30 seconds.
You know why he's not?
Because
it's a kick-ass spot.
Because I know. Dude, winters in Cuba, can you imagine? Why would we give up beachfront property? Would the American...
out of a lot of guys who deserve it in Guantanamo Bay. And... It's just where we happen to do our giving it to who's got it coming spot.
I've thrown it out there several times for when they finally do come black bag me. I fucking Guantanamo. The winners there I hear are awesome.
Do you even
winners.
Gitmo?
Do you even Guantanamo? Do you even Guantanamo?
Sorry.
Oh boy, there's a meme in there. I fucking.
Do you Gitmo?
Do you even Guantanamo?
Yeah, we need to show
Gitmo.
Get Mo? Just shit.
Oh.
That's just how we roll.
That's awful, dude.
Oh, I'm also.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, we've come full circle. Like, I don't know what position anybody's arguing anymore. I'm just trying to say that there's real war and there's real nasty shit going on in the world. And every day and every gay fucking striped flag that I see on the news and on TV and everywhere is a whole diversion. Like, nobody's ever cared what free people do with their freedom. Just like some people can be fucking dickheads, gay people can be gay. Fuck, I just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, that's I guess we should get on to the topic of the show, LGBT, for here for the last 7 minutes. Is it or is it not an agenda? Is it not a complete agenda to just shove this down everybody's
fucking
throat?
No, it's World War III thing, and it's a mask. It's not even a real thing. It's a mask that's covering up the start of World War III.
Yeah, it's to cover all the rage in between everybody, so that way they're arguing about, you know, split my dick and call me fucking Caitlin. You know what I mean? That's what they're fucking arguing about, rather than the important fucking issues, because that's a very polarizing.
We have a massive buildup of forces and incursion forces along the Belarus and the border over there. I talk a lot about Luxembourg, but they're fucking bearing down. And all of those ex-Soviet states that are now part of the European Union, which are part of NATO, which is headquartered in Cheyenne Mountain, United States, which we are part of. I mean, that's a real thing, and that war is spilling over, and it's going on today, right now, between the Ukraine, Russia, and NATO. Plus, there's a war going on in Syria. Plus, there's a different war going on between Saudi and Yemen. Plus, there's a different war going on between China and India. Plus, North there's a different
Korea.
War
human
of attrition going on between...
Human beings are the most violent. We're just violent creatures. I mean, you can't argue that.
I'm just saying the world is fully at war. Every place, everywhere, there's guns in the streets. People are shooting each other. There is full-on World War III, dude. And this entire gay thing is a cover for that.
Complete. I agree with you totally. We don't agree a whole lot, but yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. That it's got to be a cover for something, because it's constantly every. I don't even watch that much TV or all that. Every time I pull the radio, every time it's something gay, something transgender, gay.
The new military advisor was appointed. It wasn't about anything about his fucking record or anything.
Oh, he's gay.
He was gay.
Oh, he's gay. So then automatically, oh, fuck, make him a goddamn 5-star general.
You know, and so...
It's got nothing to do with nothing.
Nothing.
Nobody's ever cared if you're gay.
Nobody's ever cared if you're gay. Nobody. You want to fucking go be gay? Go be gay. Nobody has ever given a shit.
Nobody's ever cared. It's just not an issue.
It is totally. Dude, it's the media that has made it an issue.
Yeah. We call it being Greek. You know what I mean? Like, go get Greek if that's what you're going to do. Like, I don't hang with
nobody
that.
Has
nobody
ever
really
fucking cared.
Cares
man.
Against
whatever
you.
Nobody
you
has ever
it,
fucking
yeah,
cared.
Dude, go party. I'll see you at work tomorrow. God, don't touch me.
Like, no, I don't want a back rub. No, I don't want to paint my nails with you.
Right?
No.
Yeah. But, like, I will see you at work tomorrow because obviously you're going to kick the shit out of me again. Because you work twice as hard as I do. And so I'm not going to, like, hate you at all. Like, but I just don't want to party with you. Okay, and I just don't want to hear about your party from last night.
Tell
I don't
your
care about
to stop
it, dude.
Calling me.
Don't, yeah, like none of that. I don't want to, God, la la la. And for some reason, we can't do that. There's a real war. There's real shit to worry about. There's,
I was shown an article earlier, and it made me think. You have the whole transgender Caitlyn Jenner thing being pushed. Now this article was talking about this writer up in Boston, and I guess. Out of respect for it or whatever, she was born a woman and went down to Brazil. She's young, 21, 22, had her tits lopped off, had her uterus and ovaries fucking taken out, and is now a complete unisex, I guess, whatever. And you have to ask yourself, did this young person just go do that because of media influence?
Totally.
And yeah, exactly, because fucking exactly, totally.
There are fucking articles about people saying, how do I talk to my 4-year-old about being a transgender?
Exactly. Why do we need to talk about this?
Yeah, you're a freak show kid. You're going to fucking party like in a way that no kids other... friends aren't going to understand you when you grow up, kid.
I don't see how that can even be a fucking option for a person until they have gone through fucking puberty.
Yeah.
Most people that come out of the closet when they realize that they're gay, it's after they have... puberty, so that because that's when they started having the sexual fucking hormones started fucking increasing.
Well, that's what
shit.
You know when what you like, you know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, that's when you're just gonna be like, well, I'm just down with this and not down with that, and I dig some of that, and I like two chicks like that.
When
I don't like two dudes
with
and a chick like that, stop it.
When I was 5,
you know what
I
mean?
Was looking at girls naked just because that's what I saw on fucking TV. I just figured that's just what,
like, when
that's what you do.
Two dudes and one chick are calling that not gay. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a flag. And that's just, there's a lot of parties I don't want to go to. That's what I'm trying to say. And you know what I mean? Like, there's a whole lot of, like, if you are in a conversation where, like, is it gay if I do this?
But
it's fucking gay when you do that, dude, and I don't want to talk about it.
But you know, because you're a quote-unquote homosexual, should you be given all this special treatment? Like, they're getting put on this pedestal And pretty soon you're not going to be able to, like if somebody, like on the job site or whatever, pretty soon if somebody's gay, you're not going to be able to, like, say anything, whatever, because everything's going to be offensive.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be fucking, you're going to,
no, everybody knows he's gay.
It's
on the
weird.
Job site, when there's gay dudes on the job
it's
site,
getting weird.
Everybody knows they're gay, and this is only an issue with up and coming young people.
Exactly.
All the old fags
all the
in
old
the world,
folk, nobody has ever
given
a fuck.
Ever cared.
Ever fucking cared.
It's young gay people today that are growing, like, up in a
we've
fucking,
been oppressed.
Yes, crazy no. ass world, dude. No.
The exact
all no. the old all your favorite actors are gay. Okay, all your favorite rock stars are gay. They're all fucking gay.
Everybody's gay.
Everybody's fucking gay.
Everybody.
All right. And it's just you and your dad that were just not wanting to talk about it. And it
your
just
your dad's gay.
And I just it's new young people that are fucked up about it and it's I don't know. It's just not an issue.
People
I just
don't care. Just be a fucking parent to your kid.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I agree. The media is blowing this out of proportion to where, like, it's always been oppressive for and it's just making it into a weird fucking hole and it is covering up for something.
Entirely.
It has to be. It has to be because it is so it's so weaponized and focused that obviously
couldn't be a better choice word.
Obviously. It's something else. I was years ago when I used to work. I worked on out on the boats, and this gay guy was telling me, you know, gays have had to put up with fucking so oppression, this and that. It's like what the blacks have had to put up with. And I had a big black buddy. He so told him, well, at least you can hide being gay. You fucking ever compare your struggle with mine? Fucking.
Well, let's just. Can I put it in one? Because there are like gay.
Because I hear this all the time. It's like we're like the black.
But there's gay hero stories that you don't hear about, like Alan Turing, right? Alan Turing was the guy who single-handedly won World War II on his own in 1942 and then didn't tell anybody until 1944.
Never heard this.
Okay. He's the guy who broke the Enigma machine, the German Enigma machine, and he single-handedly won World War II at 33 years old. And he was arrested for sodomy at 41 and committed suicide. He was
quote-unquote.
No, he was like, I'm gay. They got me. And killed himself because of the shame it brought on his name. And you fucking still don't know his name because he was gay and he single-handedly won World
I'm
War II.
I'm
going to
look him up
tonight. Alan Turing.
Intel Scanner. Wrap it up. Ow. Show 72.